Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, we will not rest until it's done. I'm Matt Leon. Here's what's happening. A severely injured dog found abandoned along a stretch of SEPTA train tracks in Montgomery County yesterday is being treated at Philadelphia Animal Hospital. KYW's John McDevitt reports the dog is on pain medications and being kept comfortable until spinal surgery tomorrow.
Members of Philly Rescue Angels found the dog they call Lucky along the tracks near SEPTA's Lawndale station.
When we got there, he wasn't able to move. His back legs was immobile.
The group's Sedera son spoke with our partners at NBC 10.
So I think that they dumped him to hide the fact that they broke his back and used a train to cover up the fact that they hurt him.
According to an updated Instagram post from the rescue, orthopedic doctors say this is the worst spinal fracture they have ever seen. The organization says the surgery alone will cost approximately $15,000. That's just to eliminate the pain, as they say his injury is too severe to be truly fixed.
Philly Rescue Angels is accepting donations to cover Lucky's medical costs. Those responsible for this act of animal cruelty have not yet been located. Philly police and federal ATF agents have a suspect in custody connected to a firebombing at an off-campus apartment near Temple University. Officials say the incident happened November 15th on the 2000 block of North Cleveland Street. Surveillance video shows an unidentified person throwing a firebomb through an apartment window before walking away. Temple officials tell our partners at NBC 10 a university police detective found the suspect this morning. University police arrested the suspect before turning him over to Philly police and ATF agents. A university spokesperson earlier told NBC 10 students were inside at the time, but none of them were hurt. Temple senior John Mangan runs an Instagram account called Keep Us Safe Temple. He told NBC 10 he wants to meet with school leaders about safety.
Seeing the crime creep in from the streets into the homes with the recent firebombing, the three home invasions, it's really concerning because now anyone can be a victim, not even if you make wrong decisions to put yourself in danger.
The bombing incident came just days after 11 Temple students were held hostage during a home invasion robbery. Today is World AIDS Day, and there was a walkthrough downtown Camden to raise awareness for a disease some may have minimized. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty has the story from Federal Street in Camden.
Dozens of people, including healthcare workers from Cooper Health and Camden Police, marched through downtown Camden chanting, "Know your status, get tested." Cheryl Betteridge is a clinical navigator at Cooper.
It's so important to get tested. HIV numbers are on an all-time rise. It's like we have a pandemic again, as well as numbers in syphilis. So anytime we can get the opportunity to get the word out, we take advantage.
Years ago, a march like this may have drawn hundreds, if not thousands, of people, but it was a smaller crowd here as evolution of HIV and AIDS treatment has perhaps taken away the sense of urgency for some people.
Cooper officials say if it's been a few years since you were tested, go get that done and get peace of mind for you and your loved ones. Philadelphia City Council today approved $24 million in new spending on arts organizations and gave more money to parks and public safety projects. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
The city recently announced an unexpectedly large $775 million surplus, thanks to underspending by city departments and higher than expected revenue from business and wage taxes. While most of that will be used as a cushion for inflation or future shortfalls, there will also be a windfall for arts organizations, including the MAN and Del East, the African American Museum, the Franklin Institute, and the Zoo. Patricia Wilson Aiden of the Cultural Alliance called the level of support unprecedented.
Benefiting hundreds of arts organizations and ensuring critical equity within the arts.
There is also money for security cameras, libraries, homeless services, and community improvements.
Also at this session, council passed a bill imposing a 10 p.m. curfew on minors. Kids under 13 have to be in by 9:30. The new rule won't apply to kids going to and from work or homeless youth. That's the All Local, presented by Penn Medicine. We will not rest until it's done. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.